Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend, and I hope that you'll be able to spend an hour or two with me listening to the latest health news under the rubric of Intelligent Medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapy. Putting those together for you each weekend is my task, and there's an opportunity for you to participate. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. You can call and record a question. We'll take some of your calls during today's program. We got a very busy agenda today. We're going to be talking about a new breakthrough therapy that has anti-aging and cellular energizing effects. I'm taking it. I think it's worthy of your consideration. We'll share some information about it in just a few moments. Also, we'll talk about the president's predicament. President Biden just diagnosed with COVID. He's been given Paxlovid, a medication that is an antiviral. We'll look at the latest information about Paxlovid, because lots of people have COVID on their mind still, and should they come down with COVID, should they follow the example of the president and take Paxlovid? Some new studies shed light on that. Also, an expose in the New York Times about cord blood banking. Moms giving birth often are urged to save the placenta to bank stem cells. New York Times investigation sheds light on the effectiveness of that. Astaxanthin for fatigue and cognition. We'll also look at toxic tampons. We got lots to talk about on today's weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. So let's start with this one. It has often been noted that in autism, that's a condition that we've made very faint progress with, and we're clamoring for solutions. The incidence of autism appears to be soaring for reasons unknown. But when a disease becomes more common, we begin to suspect environmental causes, right? Because, you know, it's not just that more doctors are becoming aware of autism. In the past, we just said, oh, this kid is messed up, and we didn't categorize them as autistic. They were a little strange. We now diagnose more and more kids with autism. I think the latest statistic, the rate of autism is up to like 1 in 35, which is a very chilling prospect. So looking for solutions, there has been a proposed link to the microbiome, to intestinal problems. And indeed, we have a precedent for that, because we now note that certain brain disorders, Parkinson's disease, for example, even Alzheimer's, depression and anxiety may be related to changes in the microbiome. And so maybe the microbiome is a pathway by which we can alter the course of autism. And this was actually first proposed by Dr. Andrew Wakefield way back in the late 1990s. And he is a very controversial figure, a hero to some in the autism community, a villain to others, because he proposed way back in the 1990s that there was a gut connection to autism. And he wrote a very, very celebrated paper in 1998, published in The Lancet, which showed that there were distinct tissue abnormalities in the intestines of kids with autism. And what led him to do that is that initially he was a researcher on intestinal transplantation. So he knew a lot about the condition of the intestines. He had the scientific background to study that as a medical researcher. And it's also noted, and many parents can attest to this, is that kids with autism often have terrible digestive problems. They have tummy aches. Maybe they can't articulate their pain, and thus they act out behaviorally because of their stomach distress. Also, they have very severe constipation, in some cases diarrhea. And so the link seemed to be plausible. He did a study published in The Lancet, created a great deal of interest. And then the critics began to assail him. And after a few years, after looking at his studies, it was revealed that he cut some corners. He paid participants. There was a conflict of interest because he was selling test kits that could help parents analyze whether their kids had the potential for gastrointestinal involvement in autism. He, in fact, may have fabricated some of the results. Ultimately, he was censored. And then finally, he even lost his medical license. His 1998 paper was retracted, and he moved to the United States, where he has become still a staunch advocate of natural and alternative approaches to autism. Again, celebrated by some in the autism community, reviled by others. He even lost his medical license. He's a defrocked doc. And if you look up Dr. Andrew Wakefield in Wikipedia, which is, by the way, highly biased against anything that smacks of alternative medicine or integrative approaches, natural approaches, it starts out like this. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is a British fraudster, that's a strong word, discredited academic, anti-vaccine activist, and former physician. So, talk about prejudicial language. All right. Fast forward to 2024. I have here a paper from Nature Microbiology. Nature, really high in the hierarchy of legitimate, acknowledged medical journals, which is an article that talks about gut microbiota as a marker for autism spectrum disorder. Wow, that's kind of interesting. Still, yeah, 2024, they're now demonstrating that the intestinal bacteria of kids with autism is very distinct. They start out by saying that, yeah, maybe there's some genetic things about autism. It turns out that if you have a sibling who has autism, you do have a higher chance of developing autism. 20% of siblings of autistic children end up having autism, but 80% don't. So is there something environmental? Is it about the diet? Is it about antibiotic use? Is it about pesticides or herbicides that changes the microbiome, that pushes it into an imbalanced direction that may favor brain changes in kids? They did a very, very sophisticated analysis, looking at all the different bacteria and fungi and viruses and metabolic pathways in the intestines of kids with autism. And indeed, they found that there was a characteristic fingerprint that, get this, had a diagnostic accuracy of 90%. In other words, without even looking at the kids, they could just look at a stool sample and they could determine whether a kid was likely to be autistic or not. 90% accuracy, comparable performance for males and females, so it didn't matter by sex. So there currently is a documentary circulating around on Netflix. It's entitled Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. And it explores the link between the gut microbiome and your overall health with the claim that maybe, just maybe, there's something going on with autism and childhood developmental disorders. Big brouhaha around that. Netflix urged to take down, quote, deeply irresponsible documentary linking autism and gut health. This came out in April of this year. They also are ticked off that autism is referred to as a disease. This is kind of a terminological quibble because they say, no, it's not a disease. A disease implies that there is a potential treatment and cure. Well, maybe, just maybe, there is a potential pathway, not necessarily to cure, complete resolution, but to improvement, as many parents have noted when undertaking natural interventions for their kids with autism. They say it's a disability. Well, maybe that makes kids more eligible for public assistance or something, that it is a neurodivergence. That's a new word for people with various types of mental and developmental disorders. They say the National Autistic Society, the NAS, highlights that autism is a lifelong disability, and words like disease suggest that something is wrong with someone and it can be cured. That's just not appropriate when talking about autistic people, the charity said. So they object to the fact that the documentary also discussed fecal microbial transplants, which involve transferring healthy bacteria from a healthy donor to the intestine of a patient. And indeed, trials have been done in kids with autism, very small trials, preliminary trials. A group of 10 kids were given fecal microbial transplants from healthy donors. And it was noted that they did have improvements in their developmental trajectory and relief from autistic spectrum symptoms. So, you know, methinks they doth protest too much. And as of my latest checking, indeed, that documentary is still up. So, you know, Wakefield, to some extent, vindicated by the latest research that suggests that maybe, just maybe, well, methodologically, ethically, maybe the study 1988 was compromised, but maybe something's going on there that we really should be paying attention to in neurodegenerative diseases and childhood developmental disorders. It may be all about the gut. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. In my 40-year history of broadcasting, I have never endorsed a weight loss product because most don't deliver, until now. Science behind CaloCurb is so compelling that I can support it as a plausible alternative for curbing appetite and enhancing satiety to help you shed pounds. The active ingredient in CaloCurb, Amerisate, comes from a specific New Zealand-grown hops flower, which works by activating your body's own appetite-regulating chemical messengers, including GLP-1, which signals specific areas of the brain to effectively manage hunger in just 1 hour. CaloCurb is clinically proven to reduce hunger by 30%, cravings by 40%, and calorie intake by an average of 18%. CaloCurb is a safe, effective, and affordable natural appetite-suppressing supplement made in the United States with no chemicals, synthetics, or caffeine, and it doesn't cause jitters. Take control of your eating habits and cravings naturally with CaloCurb. For more information and order, just go to CaloCurb.com. That's CaloCurb.com. Use
coupon code DH10 for 10% off. That's CaliCurb.com, coupon code DH10 for CaliCurb.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. We'll be taking some of our recorded questions because you can call anytime you like during the week and you can record a question and we'll tackle it on an upcoming edition of Intelligent Medicine as we will today. So President Biden now has revealed that he has COVID and he is isolating at his home in Delaware. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, something's going on politically. Is there a kind of a coup d'etat? Is this a potential out for him? There's a lot that's up in the air. But he is being given Paxlovid. And so literally, I got a question today from one of my patients. She's older. She has some complicated medical conditions. She's on blood thinners. And she said, you know, she doesn't have COVID, but she said, what if I get COVID? Do you think I should take Paxlovid? And so here's the latest in terms of the study. The latest study that's in the New England Journal of Medicine shows that Paxlovid is no more effective than placebo for COVID-19 symptom relief. Okay, so you're an ordinary person and you got COVID, and I've had COVID, and it, you know, pretty miserable. And it would have been nice to reduce the severity of the symptoms. You know, I toughed it out, and you know, ultimately, I would have also liked to hasten the resolution of it. You know, shorten the time that I was sick. According to the article in New England Journal of Medicine, Paxlovid does not significantly alleviate symptoms of COVID-19 compared with placebo among non-hospitalized adults. In other words, folks, ordinary folks, walking around folks who didn't require going to the hospital. Very few folks these days need to go to the hospital with this sort of lighter version of COVID. It's COVID light. It's mutated. Maybe more people have resistance. They've had vaccinations. But more importantly, they have natural immunity because vast majority of us have had COVID once, twice, three times, and we now have some resistance to it. Even though, you know, because of mutations, it still can affect us. It's a moving target. So what the study did reveal is that there was some benefit in what are called high-risk individuals. These are individuals who have underlying risk factors such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, or advanced age. But the advantage is rather slight in terms of my reading. There was a slight advantage in terms of reduced risk of having the need to be intubated or dying if you took Paxlovid. So there is, it still has some efficacy. When researchers looked at high-risk individuals, 0.9% of the group taking Paxlovid were hospitalized, while 2.2% of the patients in the placebo group were hospitalized. Okay? Suggestion is that, you know, an abundance of caution. You know, we know that he's 81. He's not the healthiest person. He may have some underlying risk factors. He has atrial fibrillation. And therefore, it may be a suitable precaution for him to take this medication, which has side effects, by the way. Bad taste in the mouth, number one side effect of Paxlovid. Pretty unpleasant for some people. All right. This item, astaxanthin, a supplement that we've talked about here on Intelligent Medicine. It's the kind of thing that's used to color salmon. Farmed salmon is gray ordinarily, but you feed the fish astaxanthin and it's a red dye. Effects of astaxanthin supplementation on fatigue, motor function, and cognition. Indeed, there was some benefit in terms of using astaxanthin to alleviate fatigue. Also, some studies suggest that astaxanthin may even be life-extending. So, a promising supplement available over the counter.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And as promised, if you call 877-726-8255, you can record a question. So let's tackle one of those now. Let's hear it.
I had to go for chest x-rays. Normal, really, actually no reason, but she wanted to check something out, and I went. What they found was the radiologist said I have hyper-expanded lungs. And usually, according to his notes, that's either asthma or emphysema, and I don't have either one of those conditions. I had a normal pulmonary function test back in May of 23. So now she's considering, and she's also saying there's no worrisome finding on the x-ray, no swollen lymph nodes or cancer. She was wondering, and this is where I want your opinion, do you think an elevated LDH has something to do with this elevation, since this is a muscle enzyme? I wonder if you give me your opinion about that, and she's suggesting that I possibly, which I already do, see a rheumatologist.
Okay, so, interesting question. So, first of all, let me just talk about what are called routine chest x-rays. It used to be part of a physical, you'd go to the doctor every year, and you'd get an EKG, they would look you over, and then they would do a routine, so-called routine chest x-ray. That has been looked at from an evidence base, and routine chest x-rays do not pan out in terms of forestalling disease. And there's even some controversy about whether routine x-rays are necessary to people who've been former smokers. There's a campaign underway to get people to get CAT scans who've been former smokers, but it's unclear, according to the evidence, if, A, they're able to detect things in time to make a difference, and B, if it makes, if it's of any consequence in terms of reducing the risk of dying of lung cancer. So, routine x-ray is very passe. So I'm not sure why they wanted to do an x-ray. Maybe something about your physical exam prompted the doctor to want to do an x-ray. Okay, so expanded lungs. Expanded lungs sometimes appear in people with something called COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Air pockets develop in the lungs. People have more difficulty breathing, and therefore the lungs, just like any kind of muscle or organ that's under stress, they expand. Okay. And you'll also sometimes see a characteristic appearance. They'll be more lucent. In other words, there'll be dead spaces in the lungs where there's no tissue, just air trapping within the lungs. And so radiologists are very familiar with that picture. So, reasonable precaution. They saw this and they did breathing tests on you, pulmonary function tests, and they're totally normal in your case, which is good. So conditions that can cause expanded lungs, asthma is another one, chronic infections, COPD is sometimes people who've had chronic infections, but usually it's a consequence of smoking or, air pollution certainly can be a factor. So cancer, that's kind of a reach, but, cross your I's, dot your T's, no cancer detected. So there's also the possibility that, people like who live at altitude, in like Bogota, Colombia, they have if you look at them, they even have like big chests. They have, because they need to extract oxygen from high mountain air where there's less of an oxygen content, they may have larger lungs. I mean, you look at Andes natives, they actually have big chests and larger lungs. Also, athletes sometimes have larger chests and larger lungs. I'm not sure if you're an athlete. No, maybe that factors in. Have to ask you something about that in a history. Okay, so what's LDH? LDH, unfortunately, is kind of a nonspecific marker. You always get an LDH on a blood test, on a, you know, SMAC or a comprehensive chemistry panel. But it's a very nonspecific marker. It, you know, does relate to sometimes liver damage. It sometimes relates to muscle damage. It sometimes relates to damage of any tissue in the body. And so a slightly elevated LDH is not a dire sign. And in fact, some people just run high LDHs. But it kind of increases the enigma here because, like, expanded lungs, elevated LDH, maybe a rheumatologist can piece together some kind of story about some esoteric cause of this. So, yeah, go see, a rheumatologist. I think in the end, the whole thing is going to end up being kind of a wild goose chase. Again, the consequence of, hey, you know, that's why we don't like to do, quote, screening tests. You can have your old body CAT scan, CT, MRI, and then you'll find something, then you're off to the races, and it may be a wild goose chase that'll cause the need for invasive tests, unnecessary expenses, and increased anxiety on the part of the patient. 877-726-8255. In a moment, we'll talk to a fascinating guest about what I consider a very promising supplement that has appeared on my radar screen, and I want to share it with you. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce Premier CBD Chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD Pet Hip and Joint Health Chews and Plus CBD Pet Calming Care Chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's pet wellness blends.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Now I want to tell you about a fascinating new nutrient that appeared on my radar screen a couple of years ago. I saw an article in Nature, a very prestigious medical journal, about a nutraceutical that could boost exercise performance in aging individuals. And I said, yeah, that's fascinating. And I wondered to myself, is this something that's available to the public? Is this in a research stage? Can people actually obtain this? And lo and behold, it is available. It's a brand name MitoPure, made by a company called Timeline. I take it, and now I'm pleased to share information about this with my audience because I've been prescribing it for my patients, and I think you may want to hear about it. So with me today, Jen Scheinman, who I had the pleasure to meet in Las Vegas at the Institute for Functional Medicine annual conference. I stopped by the Timeline booth there, had a great chat with her. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and senior manager of nutrition affairs at Timeline Nutrition, which bills itself as a longevity company on a mission to improve health span. Jen, it's a pleasure having you here on Intelligent Medicine to give us the story about Urolithin A. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, it was so great to meet with you and chat with you in Vegas a few weeks ago. I feel like I'm so lucky that I get to every day teach people about a new nutrient that they have probably never heard of. And I'm so happy to hear that you read that paper and were interested in the research, because I think that's one thing that Timeline, the makers of MitoPure, does. It's so different than a lot of supplement companies out there. They're very dedicated to research and publishing our clinical findings in high impact medical journals. And, you know, I think we're really raising the bar on the supplement industry and how business is conducted. But that's a talk for another day. I think we're here to talk a little bit about what Urolithin A is and
right.
What is so interesting about it. And the key to understanding how it works. Well, let's actually take a step back and talk about what it is, in fact. So it's a nutrient, but we actually don't get it directly from food. In fact, our gut microbiome makes it. So we call that a postbiotic. So we need a healthy gut microbiome, and the gut microbiome will convert these polyphenols, these plant compounds that are in foods like pomegranates and berries and nuts, and they'll convert it into Urolithin A for us. So most people don't, I'm sure you talk about this a ton with your audience, right? Most people don't have a really healthy gut. They're not making enough. And even if you do, you would have to drink quite a lot of pomegranate juice to get an ample supply of Urolithin A. So this is one of those.
And get a whole slew of calories while you're at it, because you can guzzle a quart of pomegranate juice every day, but then you might need to take Ozempic. Right.
For sure. I sort of say the damage that all the sugar is doing would probably outweigh the benefits that the Urolithin A would do at that point. So it's one of those rare, as a dietitian, I really feel like food first, but this is one of those rare cases where I don't think food first is the best option for most people. And what's so fascinating about what Urolithin A does is it impacts our mitochondria. So those cellular energy centers in our cells that drive all the energy our cells need to do their job. And I'm sure you talk a lot about this. It's become really a hot topic in the longevity field, because as we age, our mitochondria decline. I like to think of them as a factory, and just like any factory, right, with wear and tear, it starts to break down. So whether it's a muscle cell or a brain cell or a skin cell, it needs ample energy coming from the mitochondria. And so Urolithin A does this really interesting, rare process. It triggers this process called mitophagy. So this cellular turnover recycling process of our mitochondria. So when we have newer functioning mitochondria, they're producing more energy and the cells are acting in a more youthful way. And that's kind of the secret.
So it suggests that the body has kind of a cleanup crew, because they're damaged or inefficient mitochondria, and they need to kind of get the garbage crew to come and pick them up and get rid of them to get them out of the way. That's mitophagy in essence.
Perfectly said. Exactly. That's exactly what it's doing. And our body does this process naturally through like fasting and exercise. But we now have this molecule that has been proven, and that's sort of some of where the research started. We've proven that it is amplifying that process. It's optimizing it. So it's helping the garbage cleanup crew do its job better.
So, by the way, congratulations, because you had a special during Amazon Prime Day and you just blew it out. You just sold out your entire stock of MitoPure.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's super exciting.
So hopefully you can keep up with the demand. And I got to say that, you know, some of the top influencers in the field have gotten behind this. So I'm in good company, and I'm happy, you know, to be part of that awareness program. Also, there are different forms of this. Now, what I do is I make a shake. I generally like to increase my protein intake. So I'll take some whey protein, and I'll sprinkle a little packet of Urolithin A, the MitoPure product, into my shake. And it has a, you know, slight berry flavor. I mean, it's pleasant. And that's a vehicle by which I get my MitoPure. Along with, you know, I take a little creatine along with that, you know, a few other ingredients. So it can be taken in a shake form, but it's also available in soft gels, correct?
Yep, correct. It's in, so it's really just about the dose and the efficacy and the absorption is the same whether you take the soft gel or whether you take the powder. It's just really how people prefer to take their supplements. Like, I agree with you. That sounds like a perfect smoothie. That's how I do it. Some creatine, some protein. You got this nice berry flavor. But when I travel, I take soft gels with me. So right. Both, it's sort of one little stick pack of the powder is 500 milligrams or two soft gels would be 500 milligrams. So it's just a personal preference.
So a criticism of some of the research on nutraceuticals is that, you know, the science shows that they work, but to achieve levels that are comparable in humans, you know, you'd have to take, you know, 15 pills or you'd have to take, you know, a quarter pound worth of, you know, whatever substance is in question. Is the amount that's available over the counter to consumers as MitoPure comparable to what the research is showing is helpful?
Yes, absolutely. So the research was done with our, you know, our human studies. We've also done animal studies before we moved into humans. But yes, it's done with our MitoPure product with the soft gels. But we've also tested the potency of the powder as well to make sure that it's as equally as effective. So our studies look at either 500 milligrams, which again was those two soft gels or one stick powder. You can also go up to 1,000 milligrams. So you do, we do see some more robust improvements at the 1 gram dose. And that also seems to be where the benefits plateau. So there doesn't really seem to be any benefit to going higher. There's no risk for going higher. We haven't found like an upper limit in terms of like safety or toxicity at a high level, but the benefits just plateau. So no reason to go above 1,000 milligrams.
So I won't get any faster if I put like 10 packets into my smoothie. So
no,
I have to give that up.
Unlikely.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So one packet's perfect or two.
Okay. So you also have a new soft gel form. I think you moved recently from gel caps to a vegan capsule. Is that correct? For, you know, especially people concerned
today,
about
actually.
Gelatin.
Yeah. So just today, as of July 18th, we now moved, you're 100% correct, to a vegan formula. The reason really for that, there was some gelatin in the soft gel coating. So it's not, there's no change to the actual Urolithin A or MitoPure itself. It's just the actual coating that soft gel is in is now 100% vegetarian or vegan based, so that basically everybody can get the benefits of it. And we also now, as we move through that transition, we added some additional certifications to our you know, some third party testing. So we are now NSF for sport, which actually we have been, but
great.
We are also now clean label certified as well, and the powder is FDA approved grass as a sort of food additive. So lots of third party testing for transparency in terms of, you know, additives and, you know, other elements you wouldn't want in there, and truth in labeling and all that good stuff.
And by the way, you know, I think athletes are really taking this up because it's a legal performance enhancer. And I recently heard a podcast with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, who's author of a great book called Forever Strong. And she's a proponent of taking additional protein and maintaining muscle performance because she believes that the muscles are an important organ. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, running faster or lifting more weight. It's about overall health and to support muscle performance. She actually said among the things that she believes in is Urolithin A. I was really pleased and surprised to hear her mention it.
Yeah, she's been a really early adopter based on our science. And we have it's not published yet, but we do have a study also in an athletic population. We do have plenty of professional athletes that are taking it, but, you know, again, we want to do that sound science. And so we have a study that is completed and hopefully will be published soon, looking at
Olympic trained endurance athletes, and we brought them to a training camp where everything from diet to exercise was controlled. And it really seemed like the story there with the MitoPure was the recovery. And that's the thing we hear a lot from our people who use it. Like, I don't get sore at the gym.
Yes.
Like, just, I've noticed
that, you know, because what I will go, and then I'll have to have, you know, a few days of downtime where I just feel, you know, really beat up. And I've noticed that my downtimes are shortened. I mean, there are times where I have to say, you know, look, today's not a workout day, just do some light stretching. But I think it's made a difference for me. There's also some new research, and I was excited to talk to you about some new research in an entirely different realm that has to do with immunity. Since mitochondria are ubiquitous throughout the body, it stands to reason they might help brain, they might help the immune system, white blood cell activity. Are you ready to share that? Is that ready for disclosure?
Yeah, we can certainly talk a little bit about that. And I think for people listening, the thing to remember, right, is, as you said, like the mitochondria, they're in, other than our red blood cells, they're in every cell in our body. And so they're all susceptible to this mitochondrial decline. It's not just the muscles. So now that we have proven that, you know, mitophagy happens in skeletal muscle and it has these great improvements, the question is, well, what other tissues can there be some improvement as well? And immune, we also just finished a trial there with some top researchers globally looking at immune health. And that was with a higher dose. So this was with 1,000 milligrams. But really, at the 1 month mark, we saw these vast improvements in several different immune markers. So just like everything else, as we get older, our immune system starts to decline as we age. And what we're seeing is that we are really able to remodel and reprogram the immune system as we get older and make the immune system more robust and act in a more useful way. So that should also hopefully be published towards the end of the year, and we'll have much more to share on that when it is published. But it's
great,
really exciting data.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to our long-form podcast where we won't have the time constraint, and we'll talk more in detail about, you know, the mechanism of action and the benefits of urolithin A. The product is called MitoPure, and it's available from the website timeline.com. And Jen Scheinman, I look forward to our conversation next week where we'll lay out some more exciting information about this supplement. I totally believe in it. I encourage our audience to investigate it, try it for yourselves. Thanks for joining us, Jen Scheinman.
Thanks.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.